All of this seems to spring from calculating the duration of long-term magnetic reversals on the sun. So what can you tell me about those? They're the basis of everything, right?
Absolutely, yes. And it's an inquiry I began many years ago. In my first career, I was a radio officer in the Merchant Navy.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have to communicate with the UK from far away places like South Africa and so on.
Yes.
And in the actual year which I left college at that time, 1970, there was a period of increased sunspot activity, and it was making communications very difficult from faraway places like South Africa.
I went through that, Maurice. I'm an amateur radio operator, and I'm on shortwave every single day, so I'm well familiar with our sun's cycle's effect on radio propagation.
It's a very interesting area.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's absolutely fascinating, actually. Not so much important these days with VHF and satellite, but in those days of shortwave, where shortwave was the only means of communication.
Oh, it's still fascinating, Maurice, still fascinating.
Absolutely. And in those days, of course, even today, shortwave radio signals bounce off the sky, the ionosphere. So when the sun went through a period of intense magnetic activity, it showered particles towards the Earth. And that disrupts the upper atmosphere and prevents the radio signals from propagating effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So I became very interested in the sun, in the propagation of radio waves. And I was aware that the sunspot cycle was approximately about 11 or 11 and a half years. And what we mean by the sunspot cycle is thousands of years ago, the ancient Chinese noticed black spots on the sun's surface and that these were periodic and cyclic in nature. They reached a maximum, then they reached a minimum every 11 years or so. Now, I was particularly fascinated because I was also interested in Chinese astrology at the time and also Western astrology. And being on board ship, it was a wonderful place to study human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
People were often away from home for long periods of time. And it was a wonderful microcosm to examine how people reacted in a very vulnerable position, if you like, when they were away from family and friends. The first trip, we actually went to Hong Kong, and it was there I became very interested in the 12-year Chinese astrological cycle, which legend has it that when Buddha was dying, he called all the animals of the kingdom together, and 12 animals arrived. It was the rat, the ox, the cat, the tiger, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the sheep, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, and the pig. And he assigned each of those animals a year in the zodiacal calendar. And our personalities depend on which year we are actually born in, so the Chinese believed. So I started to consider how personality could be determined over a 12-year cycle. And clearly, the obvious candidate for that was the 11-and-a-half-year sunspot cycle. Could the two events be connected? So I started to look at the sun in great depth over the years that followed, looking and also into genetic mutations, how genetic mutations might be caused by the sun's radiation, because clearly the behavioral theorists of the 1920s, Sigmund Freud and so on, believed that personality was a function of genetic makeup. Therefore, if astrology were to be shown to be effective and valid, then we would have to show a link between genetic makeup and personality.
You know, Maurice, I was able to go, fortunate enough to go to the Vatican in Rome, and we walked in, and the first thing we saw was this gigantic globe with every single astrological sign on it that there is. You know, I mean, all the normal astrological signs that we're used to, and it took my breath away. I went, what is that doing here? So apparently, this is a very, very old belief system. I had no idea that Catholicism at any point embraced this.
Absolutely. All of the, well, it gets more interesting as we'll, you know, this evening as we discuss this, because it's a very, very wide-ranging area. And it's easy to jump in and pick and mix, but then the whole picture can get very confused. But I agree that certainly the Christian church, all of the ancient civilizations, were aware of the movements of the heavens. And what we find in particular with the sun-worshipping civilizations is that they believed the sun was the god of fertility and the god of astrology. And the Central American sun-worshipping civilizations believed that the sun was responsible for periodic destruction of life on Earth every few thousand years.
Really?
For example, the Mayas and the Aztecs believed that the Earth had been destroyed on four previous occasions over the last 20,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And once we start to pull all of this evidence together and start to analyze it, we begin to realize that there was method in what their belief system. For example, what I discovered was, as I started to study the sun, was that the sun spins every 28 days. And it was only as I was growing up, for example, when Mariner 2 spacecraft was launched in 1962, that we realized that the sun showered particles towards the Earth. And then another discovery in 1979 by Professor Ian Nicholson in the UK, he discovered that when these negative and positive particles from the sun bombard with the Van Allen belts around the Earth's atmosphere, then the Earth's magnetic field modulates and changes.
Mm-hmm.
It was later in 1989 where Professor Ross Adey, an Australian doctor working for President Reagan as the chief medical advisor in the USA, discovered that when you bombard certain animals, pigeons, rats, guinea pigs, with modulating magnetic fields, then the amount of melatonin in the brain changes. And we know that melatonin affects the endocrine system directly and also the sex hormones, estrogen and progesterone. So when I looked at the sun showering particles every 28 days, I immediately saw this picture in my mind, which showed that the particles change the magnetic field every 28 days. The magnetic field changed the hormones in the brains, and the brains changed the endocrine production of the fertility hormones, estrogen and progesterone. So the ancient civilizations were correct. The sun is the god of fertility. It does affect fertility.